BBC News with Jonathan Izard. European Union leaders have agreed to triple the funding of their search and rescue operation in the Mediterranean to help deal with the large numbers of migrants trying to cross to Europe from North Africa. After emergency talks in Brussels, the leaders also approved measures to capture and destroy vessels likely to be used by human traffickers. The meeting was called after more than 800 people died last weekend when their boats sank. The president of the European Council, Donald Tusk, said saving lives was about more than just rescuing people at sea.
Saving the lives of innocent people is the number one priority for us, but saving lives is not just about rescuing people at sea, it is also about stopping the smugglers and addressing illegal migration. Let me be clear. Europe did not cause this tragedy, but that doesn't mean we can be indifferent.
The White House has revealed that two Western hostages were killed in a U.S. counterterrorism operation on the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan in January. President Obama said he deeply regretted the accidental deaths of the two aid workers. Warren Weinstein, who was American, and Giovanni Loporto from Italy are believed to have been killed in a drone strike. John Sopel reports.
This was a deeply uncomfortable statement for the president to make. A US counter-terror operation in the border area between Pakistan and Afghanistan had targeted what was thought to be an Al-Qaeda compound. Hundreds of hours of surveillance material had been gathered before the strike was ordered back in January. But inside was an American aid worker, Warren Weinstein, who'd been taken hostage in 2011, and an Italian captive, Giovanni Loporto. The U.S. has promised a full inquiry into the operation and what went wrong.
The former director of the CIA, General David Petraeus, has been sentenced to 2 years probation and ordered to pay a fine of $100,000 for sharing military secrets with his mistress. Aline McBull has the details.
David Petraeus resigned as CIA director in late 2012, citing an affair he'd been having with his biographer, Paula Broadwell, for which he publicly apologized. He testified at the time he'd not kept any classified information and hadn't told any agency secrets to Miss Broadwell. He now admits both things were untrue. But the admissions came only after an FBI search of the former general's home led to the recovery of binders containing information about war strategy, the names of spies, and even notes of discussions he'd had with President Obama.
A ceremony has been held at Armenia's main cathedral near Yerevan to canonize all the people killed by forces of the Ottoman Empire during the First World War. The Armenian Church said the aim of the ceremony was to proclaim the martyrdom of the 1.5 million people it says died for their faith and homeland. Turkey disputes the number of people killed and says there were deaths on both sides of the conflict. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. Police in Britain have charged a 14-year-old boy in connection with an alleged terror plot on the other side of the world. He's accused of encouraging someone in Australia to kill or seriously injure people at the Anzac Day parade in Melbourne, which commemorates the role of soldiers from Australia and New Zealand in the First World War. The American Senate has confirmed Loretta Lynch as the next U.S. Attorney General. She'll be the first black woman to hold the post. Ms. Lynch, a New York federal prosecutor, was approved by 56 votes to 43. Ms. Lynch replaces Eric Holder, who was the first African-American to head the U.S. Justice Department. Tens of thousands of South Africans have been marching in protest at the recent wave of violence against foreigners. Rallies were held in Johannesburg and Port Elizabeth. The security forces have been conducting raids in Durban and the township of Alexandra in Johannesburg, where attacks on migrants have taken place in recent weeks. Scientists have deciphered the complete genetic code of woolly mammoths, the first time DNA of a creature extinct for thousands of years has been reconstructed. The work raises the possibility of recreating the animals. Palav Ghosh has the details.
This is the first time that the DNA of a creature that's been extinct for thousands of years has been reconstructed. The question now is whether it could be used to bring back the woolly mammoth. Researchers at Harvard University believe that it might, and are adding mammoth genes to elephant DNA. But the team who decoded the mammoth DNA don't want their research to be used to this end.
Palav Ghosh reporting. The video-sharing website YouTube is celebrating its 10th anniversary. It now has billions of views every day and hundreds of hours uploaded every minute. Its first video of a day at the zoo was shot by one of the owners who became a multimillionaire when Google bought the company. A decade later, some YouTube channels have a bigger audience than many television networks. BBC News.